Yes. She was middlin'. Middlin' tall, middlin' age, middlin' colour, and so on. Doesn't help much, does it? But still, a woman! Does that upset your theory?
Antony shook his head. No, Bill, not at all, he said.
You knew all the time? At least, you guessed?
Wait till tomorrow. I'll tell you everything tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Said Bill in great disappointment. Well, I'll tell you one thing tonight, if you'll promise not to ask any more questions. But you probably know it already.
What is it?
Only that Mark Ablett did not kill his brother.
And Cayley did?
That's another question, Bill. However, the answer is that Cayley didn't either.
Then who on earth?
Have some more beer, said Antony with a smile, and Bill had to be content with that. They were early to bed that evening, for both of them were tired. Bill slept loudly and defiantly, but Antony lay awake wondering. What was happening at the Red House now? Perhaps he would hear in the morning. Perhaps he would get a letter. He went over the whole story again from the beginning. Was there any possibility of a mistake? What would the police do? Would they ever find out? Ought he to have told them? Well, let them find out. It was their job. Surely he couldn't have made a mistake this time. No good wondering now. He would know definitely in the morning. In the morning there was a letter for him. End of chapter 20.